Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, there is growing trepidation about the UK housing market as borrowing costs soar and inflation sits at a 40-year high. So Halifax reported this morning that UK house prices fell by 0.4% in October and year-on-year growth has slowed to 8.3%. Also, just last week, the CFO of Nationwide Building Society, which is one of the biggest mortgage providers in Britain, warned MPs that house prices could crater by almost a third. That's under the company's worst-case scenario. Joining us to discuss is David Fell, who's senior analyst at broker Hamptons International. David, thanks so much for being with us this morning. What is the mood, in your view, of buyers and sellers right now, the people that you deal with at Hamptons?
Good morning. I think the last probably couple of months, we've seen the market adjust from what obviously was a very low interest rate environment to one where mortgage rates started with a five or a six. And I think that has been quite an adjustment for buyers. We've certainly seen the market come off from where it was this time last year. So just to give you a few numbers, last October, it took an average of 28 days to sell a house. And this year, it's running at around 48 days to sell a house. But I think we shouldn't forget that last year's market wasn't a particularly normal market. It was a very, very hot market. And kind of 48 days is probably roughly in line with where things were in 2019. So what we'd probably call kind of the last normal market of the year. So I think things have certainly cooled down a bit from where they were, but I don't think we're quite at the point where we're seeing house prices sort of begin to drop back significantly yet.
Okay, but do you think that's on the way?
It's certainly possible. So in September, we put out our house price forecasts and we predicted there would be no growth next year. There are probably a few more downsides, I think, to that risk. And it is certainly possible house prices could fall. I think essentially it will depend on what happens to interest rates and kind of where they settle. Obviously, we saw after the mini budget rates spiked, and we have seen, even despite the base rate increase last week, we have seen mortgage rates come down a little bit now. So you were kind of probably looking at 6.5%. You're probably more likely to be looking at around a little bit over 5.5% today. And I think that will be fundamental to kind of affordability and where prices sit, certainly next year and into 2024.
Yeah. In terms of those mortgage rates, though, I mean, even if you're talking about them settling at 5%, you could get deals for under 1%, certainly below 2% on 2 and 5 year deals only a year ago. And you've got a very large number in the millions of people who need to remortgage in the next 2 years. I mean, this is a significant threat. Is no house price growth a kind of that seems an amazingly rosy forecast for next year?
I think we'll have to wait and see. You're definitely right. There are certainly the people who bought probably in the last couple of years. They've obviously been paying record prices, and they're going to have the least amount of equity. Are certainly the buyers who are going to struggle the most paying higher rates. But obviously, there are, you know, that's a minority. There are a lot of buyers who, you know, have built up significant equity. They've paid off their mortgages. So we think roughly around kind of half of buyers either are owning cash or they're a kind of sub 60% loan to value. And obviously, for those buyers, while obviously it is greater expense, but higher rates aren't as punishingly as painful as someone who probably bought in the last couple of years. So their rate and payments will go up. It certainly won't be to the same extent as, you know, a first-time buyer who put down a 5 or 10% deposit last year.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.